I'm doing well, thanks.
I believe August is done. This is it.
This is it. Unbelievable.
The end of meteorological summer.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is, yeah.
But on the calendar, we got a few more weeks.
Indeed.
I love the fall, going into normally a great season. Let's hope it's a good one weather-wise.
September is a gorgeous month. People forget.
Absolutely.
It really is. It's been a busy summer, for sure, here in Quincy, I know, and a lot of work getting done. Outdoor venues, certainly. Marymount Park's looking really nice.
It is looking gorgeous. A lot of streets are being paved. Playground work continues. Work on the buildings continue. Getting a lot done, absolutely.
Yeah, indeed. Hopefully that'll continue as well through the fall.
Absolutely.
Can we talk a little bit, Mayor, about a big event happening in September, of course, on the 11th, the General's Bridge dedication.
General's Bridge and Park dedication. I was saying to you before we went on the air, Joe, we've been talking about this for 4 or 5 years, and all of a sudden, here it is. Actually, the statues were placed yesterday at the park.
Ah.
They covered, but they were placed. Everything went smoothly. The park is pretty much done. There'll be a few little embellishments before with flowers and things. And the bridge, which is a state project, MassDOT was saying that, is a little behind, but will be in decent shape, certainly enough for the dedication. And then they'll continue into the fall, finishing it up.
I saw the bleachers already set up there, anticipation of the ceremony.
Yes, that's because of the labor shortage. So that company, which is Boston, they had to bring laborers in from the outside to help put them up, create the structure of our scaffolding. They're an old Boston company.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it frames the area. I expect we'll have probably 3,000 or 4,000 people there.
Wow.
Hopefully the weather will cooperate. But I know there's a lot of buzz in the military community about it. We're getting calls every day with questions, and so we're excited about it. Five living generals will be speaking, and we'll be joined by the governor and the congressman and a number of electeds, and should be a really great day for the city of Quincy.
And this is open to the public, yes?
Open to the public, 10 o'clock in the morning on the 11th, 20th anniversary of 9/11, of course.
Yeah.
So it's another fitting day for Quincy. The military history is such a part of our heritage, and I think this really will speak to that, tell that story, and hopefully be an inspiration for generations to come to serve.
Will the park be open to the public after that?
Yes, it will.
Okay. It looks great.
The little delay we're going to do is allow the generals and their families to get over to the statues and unveil them, give them a few minutes, and then we'll open up the park to everybody.
Okay, very good. And is that the final name? It's the General's Park and Bridge?
Yes, the bridge obviously is the General's Bridge. The park is the General's Park. The park allows us to tell the story of the generals. You can't really do that with a bridge.
Yeah.
So I think it goes hand in hand very nicely. There'll be there's 8 new flagpoles there as part of it, 5 for the military branches, and then 1 state, city, and then, of course, the U.S. flag on the tallest pole. So it's really going to be handsome.
And will the sculptor be at the ceremony, do you know?
Yes, he will.
Oh, okay.
Sergei will be with us, and very excited about that. He's such a talent. He's world-renowned now. He's amazing.
Very good. Mayor, I know that there's been a lot of work going on behind the scenes with the city unions. Any update that you could provide for us?
Yes, we have a number of additional unions that have settled for the same contract that we've talked about. This current year, 3%, last year, 0%, so a two-year contract at 0 and 3. And then we'll go right into contract negotiations for the next 3 years, because this 3% will end in June 30th. Obviously, we've talked about the police and fire and other unions, but labor's example, for example, they have settled, clerical have settled. So pretty much every city employee's union has settled, with the exception of 2 small ones, and we're in the process there. Librarians, they've all settled. On the school side, a number of the unions have settled, with the exception of the teachers and the Teamsters, I believe, but custodians, food service, Paris secretaries, they have all settled for the same 0-3. So hopefully we'll get it all wrapped up in the coming weeks.
Is that the same offer to the teachers' union?
I have said from day one that nobody would get any more than anybody else.
Okay.
They all get treated the same.
Okay. Any sign that might be coming to an agreement soon?
You know, I really don't know. Okay. I know the teachers... you were supposed to be negotiating in good faith, but the leadership has been, in my opinion, pretty mouthy, mimicking some of the MTA stuff. And, you know, too bad. They, the ones that opted not to meet till September, and then they were critical of me on social media that I wouldn't meet, which was a lot of baloney. But by the way, you know, it's the school committee as well. It's not just me on that side of the street. Mm-hmm. It's the superintendent of the school committee that get involved in negotiations, whereas the city side, it's purely the mayor that drives the contracts. But yes, I appreciate the dedication, the work of all of our employees. Certainly our teachers, looking forward to going back to school with them. And my guess is if you polled the teachers, they would probably all vote for this and move on. But leadership is being a little bit problematic, but that's okay. That's part of the process, and I think we've certainly been negotiating in good faith. I'm not so sure they have been.
Hmm. Speaking of, back to school a week from tomorrow, first day of school here in Quincy. Are we ready?
We're certainly ready. Yep. Absolutely. It's going to be great to have all the kids back in the buildings. It really is. That's what the way it should be. I know we're going to have the masks for a little while, and hopefully further into the fall, before the holidays, we'll be able to get rid of those as well, provided the numbers get better and, you know, we're in a good place. So, but I know I've talked to a number of parents. They're very excited about the kids getting back into the buildings, and other kids there as well.
Yes, I'm sure. Yeah. I was speaking just yesterday with the superintendent, assistant superintendent. They have a very detailed COVID protocol plan in place, it sounds like, to keep everybody safe. Yeah.
Yeah, they do an excellent job. We had Kevin Mulvey, Aaron Perkins, the entire team over there has worked really their tails off the last year and a half. This is all, I mean, we're kind of getting used to it a little bit, but when you go back to the start of this, this was new territory for everybody. And it was not easy making decisions day by day. People forget that. I mean, it's been a crazy year and a half, and Superintendent and his team have been phenomenal stepping up to the plate. I don't know if he's had 2 or 3 days off in that time period. He's extremely dedicated and really cares about the system and our kids. So it's a great city we have, Joe, including the schools.
No vaccine mandate, though. Is that right?
No vaccine mandate from me, yeah. From the city. What will happen down the road from the feds or state remains to be seen, but that's correct. I know a majority of our employees have gotten the vaccination. We have no plans on making it a mandate.
Okay. Any update, Mayor, on the new police station / animal shelter?
Yes, there's a lot of meetings going on between our team and Suffolk Construction and the construction manager. Because of the price of materials right now, it is much higher than was first estimated. So we're spending some time going through the entire project and process and see where we can find some savings. It's called value engineering. We also have a program with Father Bill's where we're working with them across the street for their new location. So rather than us spending a lot of money on an interim location, if we hold off 3 or 4 months and just go straight forward with the permanent location, that'll be a significant savings that'll help us kind of bridge that gap that we have right now. So a lot of work going on behind the scenes, a lot of planning, a lot of engineering. Hopefully by later this fall, we'll be in the ground.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, there's still work going on. I mean, the demolition of a couple of buildings have happened. We've got to get Father Bill's and the animal shelter moved so that we can get the entire project going.
Right. Where can the animal shelter go in the interim?
We've been having some troubles with that. We've talked to local kennels and tried to work with some, and there just seems doesn't be any interest in that. So it's not easy finding a place to locate an animal shelter because it can be noisy, you know, so we can't have it really near any residential areas. But hopefully we'll get that resolved very soon.
Okay. Yeah, it can't be just a regular office space. You need some outdoor.
No, that's right.
Yeah. Tonight, Mayor, as you're well aware, the 11th annual Candlelight Vigil for those who've died of overdose or substance use disorder. And it's hard to believe it started so long ago. And I know this has been a priority of yours from the start of your administration.
Yes, it certainly has, Joe. And it's a tough issue. A lot of families have been met with tragedy with this, losing a loved one over the last several years. And, you know, during this pandemic, we definitely have slipped a little bit in this area. We definitely lost some traction on the great progress we're making. The pandemic definitely contributed to more mental health issues, more substance abuse issues, and I think that we're going to be playing some catch-up for a long time. But, tonight we pause. We have a candlelight vigil. It's not a political event. It's purely a spiritual event where we come to remember our loved ones from our community who have passed from this awful, awful scourge.
Yep.
So, you know, the work continues. And we'll continue to work at it with our, you know, local school, obviously, educators and enforcement folks, the treatment folks, the Gavin Foundation, and so many others that work so hard in the trenches every day. But tonight's a time to pause and just remember those loved ones. They, each one of them had a face, each one of them had a story, and had a very sad ending to their story.
7 p.m., and that is, of course, open to the public.
Correct.
Appreciate your time, Mayor.
Appreciate it, as always, Joe.
Likewise. We'll
enjoy the day.
Catch up next week.
Sounds good. Thank
okay.
you.
Yep, bye-bye.